this first section of the guitar solo occurs in the key of G. We're taking mainly from the pentatonic and blues scale here and maintaining a straight-ahead rock and roll feeling. Here's the first phrase. The use of the A note at the end of that phrase within the trill expands the tonality a little bit beyond the basic pentatonic scale. In the second phrase, we're using a combination of bending and tap-on techniques. The idea here is to hold the bend and gradually bend higher, starting with a half step, bending to another half step, and finally a last half step. While you're doing that, tap on 3 frets higher. In this case, we're starting on the 14th fret, so your tap-on will involve hammering and tapping on at the 17th fret. The next technique involves bending the neck or using your whammy bar to slightly dive the pitch while you're holding a trill. This involves the open string, the G string, and the 3rd fret, the B flat note. This next phrase is a very typical G minor pentatonic phrase played with some unusual rhythmical twists. By this I mean that certain notes are repeated, others are not. This is giving it a displaced rhythmical feel. In addition, we have some heavy muting done by palm muting with the pick hand and a standard pentatonic scale. Notice the inclusion of the D flat as a high note. It's from the blues scale. At the end of this line, we have some very wide bending, again used for contrast. Phrase involves a descending chromatic movement. This time using an identical fingering pattern, simply move down the scale 1 fret at a time. Notice that the fingering shape is identical, and we have 2 contrasting blues phrases in different octaves at the end to wrap up the solo.